All right, welcome back. Financial Guys Podcast here on the Financial Guys Media Network. Today, again, we are going to play some of our interviews from our trip to Turning Point USA's America Fest in Arizona. Today, we have Nicole Tsai of the new federal state of China, Liz Willis, a conservative personality, and salon owner Erica Caius, who exposed Nancy Pelosi maskless in her salon. Take a listen and enjoy today's interviews. USA!
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
From the land of the free and the brave, USA, I love my country, they can't take that away.
Already live at Turning Point USA America Fest, Mike Sparazza here with Nicole Tsai from New Federal State of China. Nicole, you've come on a radio show before, and I'm glad I saw you today. Tell us a little bit about the group that you're a part of.
Well, thank you so much for having me. My name is Nicole, and I was born in communist China, but I've been in this country for 25 years. I'm a proud U.S. citizen, and I'm part of a political movement called the New Federal State of China, and its goal is very clear and simple. That is to take down the current regime in China, and that is the Chinese Communist Party, and that is to free more than 1.4 billion people from the dictatorship, from communist control. That's our goal.
Now, you guys take a lot of heat, I see, in certain areas. And why is that, do you think? Why is it that they, you know, I've seen you guys a lot on social media. Why do you guys think you take so much heat for doing the right thing?
Well, because we have no choice. And most of our members came from communist China. And we have experienced firsthand political persecution, religious persecution, human rights violation, and especially during the COVID pandemic, people did not have any individual freedom. People were being locked in their home, waiting to die.
And so we did not
have a choice, and we fled communist China. And we felt America is the most beautiful country on the face of the earth because we can fight in this country. But increasingly, I find the government overarching in this country is very similar, becoming very similar to what we have experienced back in China. And that's why this year's MFest, you know, it's about fighting for freedom and big government sucks. And I totally agree, because this is why people living in North Korea, in Cuba, in communist China, they're leaving those countries because of the government overarching, because of the violation of individual liberty.
How does this movement fix these issues, though? What does your movement do to make sure that we get this right and that America doesn't turn into what you guys have seen in China? Because I agree with you, the big government sucks motto that is here at Turning Point USA is exactly what we're seeing. Our government now wants big government. They want to take over. They want to tell us what we can and can't do. How do you guys fix that?
We need to revive that spirit of 1776. Just imagine, just think how this country was first founded, how our founding fathers claimed independence from another tyranny, that was the UK. It's because that we believe that our rights, natural rights, do not come from the government. It's God-given right that we should not be bowing down to any government for our individual rights. So it's not a new story. We need to revive our tradition in the founding history of this great country. But a lot of people have forgot about this country's history. And now your founding fathers are inspiring people in China to stand up and to start a independence movement revolution.
Do you think part of the problem is you said they don't know their history? Do you think it's because they just not learning the history of America? I think that's part of the problem. Our younger generations are not learning what maybe I learned in high school or other people. I feel like in America today, the educational system is failing us as much as anything else.
I think it's not education, it's indoctrination. And because I knew some young people from high school or college, I mean, what the professor and the textbook are teaching them it's not history.
Yeah.
It's like my personal experience in China. In our textbook, we were taught that Chinese government is your God. They give you everything. They provide you housing. They provide you education. And you should obey, fully comply 100% with the CCP. And that's the current young generation, and students are being brainwashed. It's brainwashed by the people who have been influenced by the communist ideology.
Other than education, what else are you seeing that's similar between China and America today?
Media. Because in China, if you turn on television, you know, thousands of television and tens of thousands print publications, I mean, they're all repeating the same narrative, pushing the government agenda, like vaccine mandate. You know,
yep.
It's government propaganda. And then also the censorship.
Yep.
I mean, the censorship that conservative people in this country are experiencing are so similar to what we were experiencing in communist China. All the social media are being watched by the government. And if your personal opinion or point of view differs or does not conform to the government, you will be censored and you will be labeled as conspiracy theory. I mean, that's so similar.
And it's scary because that's what, I mean, we're seeing that every day. If you vote for a certain person in this country, you're almost blackballed from everything else you do. How do people find out about your group and your movement?
Well, you can follow us on social media, NFSC Speaks on X, formerly known as Twitter, and NFSC Speak on Getter, and visit our website at nfscofficial.com. And I want to share with your audiences that your fight is our fight, because we're fighting against the same evil ideology, and that is communism, socialism. And America is the last stand on earth. If we are losing this country to the cultural war of Marxism or communism, the whole world will be in darkness. And that is how crucial that we have to win. We have no other choice.
Thank you so much for joining us. Nicole Tsai, again, from New Federal State of China. Follow them on Twitter, X, whatever it's called now. I have been following you for a while. Great content there. And obviously, we hope that your movement and a movement like this event here today and this weekend helps us get out of this dark place, because I agree with you. It's a dark place. We can't have it. Thank you again, Nicole, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I am here with Liz Willis, a tech executive. Liz, I'm going to start with a topic of the week here. Senate staffer issues, some videos and photos coming out this week. I'm going to leave it at that for right now, but some things that are going on in the Senate rooms that shouldn't be going on. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, so I'm assuming we're not going to roll the tape.
No,
on this
we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do any voiceovers.
Maybe we'll add it in later.
It's absolutely repulsive.
Yeah.
Talk about bringing decency back on the ballot.
Yeah.
This is one of the most abhorrent things you could possibly do, having intercourse in Senate offices
and filming it.
I mean, my question is, like, well, there's a lot of questions, but did you not think this was, like, gonna get out? Like, the whole point of doing that is, like, you know, to get, like, a ruckus out of people. It's disgusting. It's disturbing that, you know, we hire people like that. Democrats hire people we don't.
But
he was fired. He needed to be fired. His, I guess, PR statement that he released online was even worse, saying, "I would never disrespect my workplace like that," and really kind of spinning it to make it look like us Republicans don't like it because it is gay sex. That has nothing to do with that. Anyone having sex.
Yep.
Imagine flipping the script on this right now and you see a straight couple having sex anywhere.
Yep.
Like, it's just repulsive. It's uncalled for and it needs to be eradicated.
But I'll say this too, the media on top of it, NBC News had a headline yesterday that said essentially conservatives coming after an alleged staffer issue. It's not alleged unless alleged means,
no,
you know, factual now. That to me is just as how sick it is too. You put that headline in alleged. We have the video. We have the photos. I mean, what does that say about the media today in America?
It's so bizarre and it's so corrupt. I honestly thought this was fake. So, like, a day before it was really released in public and people started talking about it, Mike Collins, a congressman from Georgia, he was posting about it. And I thought he was just, like, joking or, you know, making light of a situation, something. And then I actually saw it. And I'm like, this is way worse than anyone is even making it out to be. If the media is just complicit in all the things that the Democrats are doing. Yeah. And again, if you flip the script, we would be getting prosecuted publicly. It would be over for all of us, but Democrats can do whatever they want.
Yeah, imagine it's one of the Republicans that they all hate, like a Matt Gaetz that did something like this,
they would arrest him.
Yeah, he'd be arrested.
He would be arrested for treason, for public indecency, for anything you can think of. It's sickening, but it's what we're up against.
And we're going to be up against it for a while, I think. Let's talk a little bit about Trump. Last night he was in Vegas for the Colby Covington fight. Just a crazy reaction when he walks into a building with Kid Rock again. What do you think that says about him and his, you know, his base? And I think it's more than just his base now. I think it's now bleeding into moderates and even some on the left that are just sick and tired of what we're seeing.
Yeah, Trump is the people's president. He has been for a long time. We saw it at the rallies. Yep. I mean, the past 7, going on 8 years of him holding historic rallies, tens of thousands of people. Yep. And unless you actually looked for those events to watch, if you would outsource to online networks who would specifically cover it, you wouldn't really know that he was the people's president because mainstream media never covered it. They didn't want you to know. But now that President Trump is kind of stepping out of these campaign events and going to public events that are on television that non-political people are at, like UFC fights, it's kind of inevitable to realize what's going on. And President Trump just has millions and millions of people publicly supporting him, not just voting, but like vocally supporting him. And it's going to be a lot harder now to keep us conservatives and Trump voters as the silent majority.
I know a lot of people that have never been overly on the Trump train, but they're at this point like, he's got my vote. And I think that says a lot because 3 years ago, that wasn't the case. Real quick on the rest of the primary season here, does he just run away with the whole primary season?
Yeah, I think he's going to. Yeah. I think he's nailed it. I mean, you're looking at the numbers when you're looking internally at the GOP candidates and what's going to happen. Nobody even comes close to him. It's a joke when we see the RNC or GOP debates. They've had, I think, 4 right now. They're campaigning for second place at this point. So it's kind of laughable. I like going to him. I like seeing it and watching because maybe one day those people might win a GOP nomination, but not right now. President Trump's going to win the GOP nomination. Now, as far as what we're going to do when the Democrats, when the general comes around, I'm concerned.
I was going to say, do you think Biden runs? Do you think he's the candidate, I should say?
I don't know. I wish I could, like, say I think so. I would guess, but I'm so far removed from that world. I'm just focused on what we can do as conservatives to make sure that we do our very best.
And we have to because we can't waste any more time at this. Another 4 years will literally kill us.
No, it'll kill us. I can't be 35 with no house and no money.
And $4 gas and open borders.
No, I want to buy a house. I want to really like become this like adult that I've always dreamed of being. But, you know, I always thought when I turn 30, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my savings stuff. I wanted to buy a house, but I'm looking at interest rates and I'm like, this is scary. This is horrible. So I'm putting like my life on hold, waiting to see how the economy does.
I bought a house in 2021, I believe it was, at a 3% interest rate. You can't sniff double that right now. I mean, it's wild. Liz, how do people find you and follow what you're doing?
Thank you, Mike. Yes. So I'm on X at Liz Willis _. I'm on Truth at Liz. And I'm on Instagram at Liz Willis, kind of, you know, across the board, but definitely always posting similar content to Mike. And I just love staying engaged with you and your audience as well. So please give me a follow.
Absolutely. Liz has been on the podcast. I'm sure she'll be on again. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yes. Take care.
Erica Kias with us. Erica, you are the infamous salon owner with Nancy Pelosi. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Sure. Absolutely. I am. So I had my hair salon for almost 15 years in San Francisco. Pelosi was a client for about 6 years. Took care of her, made sure the salon was immaculate when she came in. She brought her grandkids in there. It got to the point with my salon that the Secret Service didn't even come up to my salon anymore. So, you know what I mean?
You're close.
Yes, exactly. Her house is 5 blocks away. Anyway, so fast forward from that, COVID happened. We were shut down by this time before she went in for 5 months. I had reached out to her people. I had reached out to London Breed, our mayor. I reached out to local supervisors for help because the whole country was open, but we were not. People are going to Costco, they're going to Target, but they can't come into a salon that's COVID compliant with, you know, our chairs 10 feet apart, sinks are partitioned. It was kind of ridiculous at this point. And at my salon, we were self-employed, so we had no unemployment at that time. We were literally losing everything.
Yep.
So yeah, I reached out to her people, nothing from anybody. So to go to the day that she came into the salon, I was actually on a flight to Nashville when that happened. I landed. And I had, I've always had security or video footage in there and sensors. Remember, because she said I set her up, which is, I don't know how I can just turn my cameras on that are constantly running to set her up. I had landed and noticed sensor, you know, my sensors had gone off that somebody was in the salon. Yeah. And then I looked at the footage and there she was. And it's funny because there was an hour and 20 minutes of movement.
Yeah.
I literally went to the exact moment of her walking through my reception area with no mask. And for me, because I felt like regardless of our differences in politics, I respected her because that's how I was raised. You respect people regardless of your differences. I didn't agree with her politics. But the fact that I took my time and my coworkers did to take care of her, when we needed her most, she had turned, she completely turned her back on us. And, but she it was okay for her to go in there.
Right.
And get her hair done.
Right.
And the fact that she didn't have a mask on is what really killed me. I couldn't believe it.
Yep. Well, rules for me and not for thee, or rules for thee and not for me, I should
say.
Excuse me. That's what we have. And we had it in Buffalo, New York, where we are a county executive playing hockey with his buddies. Well, all of us couldn't go anywhere, right? It happens across the country. What was the backlash that you received from that and from her? From, you know, the county, from the state, what happened there?
After I turned over the footage, and again, it was just because I wanted the American people to know what, I mean, she's like the third most powerful person in the world, right? That I was actually in shock that she did that. But I wanted the American people to know that this is what these people are doing.
Yep.
Like, they're there in position, in these positions to take care of us and help us, right?
Yep.
They're supposed to be the people's people, but they're not. They only care about themselves.
Yep.
And she showed that she was a full-on hypocrite doing that.
Never, ever be shocked by these people.
I know.
Will tell you
well,
that.
Now I
never
know.
Be shocked by these people. So what's happened since then?
Okay, yes. Since then. So after I released that, I got death threats.
Yep, sure.
They threatened to burn my salon down. They threatened to find my children.
Yep.
And I ended up shutting it down anyway because, first of all, San Francisco was going downhill. Yep. But I did not want to return to a neighborhood and community that could turn against me like that.
Yep.
Because, again, not because she's a Democrat, because of her hypocrisy of why I turned her in. So, I shut down, and I've been trying to restart myself ever since.
I heard Gavin Newsom cleaned up San Francisco recently.
For
about a day. Yeah, so that they cleaned it up. It shows you it's doable. It shows you it's doable.
It is. It's a slap in the face. I know people that own businesses downtown San Francisco, and they actually, I was surprised they came out on social media.
Yep.
Because their doctor, they were furious about that.
Final thing I'd say to you, what would your message be to people across America that are struggling with their businesses because of government?
To just keep pushing forward. Yep. That's all we can do, because if we let them win, then that's it. It's over.
Yep.
Like, we have to keep fighting. And even, like, I tell people, like, if you see something like that, don't be afraid.
Yep.
Turn it in.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yep.
We have to keep fighting and keep pushing forward no matter what, and help each other and support each other.
Selfishly, it was great that you did that for us, because we had a lot of material on our radio shows and podcasts. So thank you for doing that. Obviously, thank you for fighting for what's right. Erica
Caius.
I'm never going to get that right. I have it here. The infamous salon owner. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you again to Nicole Tsai, Liz Willis, and Erica Caius for doing those interviews with us in Arizona. As you heard last week, we also talked to Mike Lindell, DC Drano, and many, many more. We will be back next Thursday with an exclusive interview here on the Financial Guys Media Network. USA,
home of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. From the land of the free and the brave, USA, I love my country, they can't take that away.